Johnny Round the Flag Boys. It's 6:45 on a pleasant April evening in Seacliff, San Francisco, as Paul DeBarber leaves Jack's car at the driveway and hurries into his own home next door, walking with a lighter step than usual.
Fanny, I'm home! Good news for Pinky!
I'll be right down. You have two telephone calls. Pinky isn't here right now.
Yes, it is. As I said last night, this family must now rally around the boy. I talked to the union again. They'll let Pinky start in at the factory as a painter's apprentice.
Well, that's something. Doing what?
Putting shellac on skis. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a married man. Out of work, he has to start somewhere.
I think you'd better talk to Joan. Shall I get her?
Yes, go ahead. I'll hang up my coat. Where did Pinky go?
He didn't say. I was at Betty's. According to Mrs. Kettleman, Pinky went out when Paul did. Paul's at the airport. Oh, we're having a late dinner. Do you mind? He can't get back till 7:30. Oh, here you are, Henry.
Hello?
Oh, Joan, your grandfather's here now.
Oh, good.
Will you tell him about it on the telephone?
Well, I'd rather come over there if it's all right.
Oh, certainly.
I won't stay long. I'll see you.
Here, what's all this?
I'll let her tell it. Shall I get Claudia now? She wants to talk to you, too.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
Betty says Consider Martin has been trying to get in touch with Jack. Jack's to call a New York operator.
Yes, New York. Escape is from the word go. Let things get difficult and he takes the first plane out. Supposed to be Pinky's dearest friend, but where is he when the chips are down? 3,000 miles away.
Yes?
And Claudia, your grumpy father is here now.
Yes.
Would you like to speak to him?
Just sitting down to dinner. Nikki has to go to the Sky Ranch. So may I drop in later?
Oh, surely. We'll be here all evening.
Yes.
We'll see you then. Bye, Mom.
I imagine that's about Pinky, too.
Yes. Fanny, I dictated a letter to Hazel and Daniel. See if you think this is all right.
Oh, I owe them one, too.
Yes, it's a very difficult letter to write. I waited until I had a shred of hope. Here's what I said. I have reasonably good news to report about your boys. Hank's promotion has brought extra work at the hospital, so he's been busy. After what happened, this is a blessing. He has not decided whether to remain living in his room upstairs, but he is waiting to see where Pinky and Greta will leave. He took the blow of their sudden marriage in a very courageous fashion. Pinky and Greta also have had a chance to display courage. They got home from a 24-hour honeymoon in Reno to find that Pinky had been fired from the Savoy for reasons I don't need to go into. And Greta's reaction was to remember at once the promise she had just made, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. She kept saying it aloud in a gay and laughing fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Pinky immediately started looking for work. Luckily, Greta had her job to return to and so flew away on her regular flight to Copenhagen. And meanwhile, I persuaded the union to allow Pinky to... Oh, well, so forth. Is that all right?
Well, it's affirmative.
Well, that was the difficulty, to try to present these disasters with a note of cheer.
Well, I think you did very well. I'd mail it. Who came in? Oh, Hank, hello there.
Hi, Grandmother. Spring weather for sure.
You've been a stranger lately.
Well, I've been pretty busy. New assignment and everything. Is Pinky home?
No, he went out when Paul did. Didn't say where he was going. Paul's due back at 7:30.
Well, it's a funny thing. I got to talking to a patient at the hospital, a retired quartermaster general, Oscar Dillingbroke, I'm not sure. Well, anyhow, he owns a bunch of high-class motels, including one downtown in San Francisco.
Oh?
Yeah, he's in Letterman for a checkup. Well, sir, he was telling me how much trouble he has finding good managers who will stay on the job.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big motel over on Lombard Street where they've had 5 different managers since it opened. He's desperate. So I told him about Pinky.
Oh, Hank, how good of you.
Well, it's a shot in the dark, but he wants to interview Pinky right away.
Yes.
I think there could be a pretty good job in it. Man is desperate.
That's the type we need.
Oh, now, Henry. Well, anyway, Paul may know where we can locate Pinky. We'll find out at 7:30.
Well, I sure hope it works out. This would be something for Greta to come home to. Well, I'll see you in a little. I'll go change.
Yes. Boy to be proud of, Henry.
I'm glad now you hadn't mailed Hazel's letter.
Eh?
You can add a postscript.
Yes, I think that's probably why I didn't mail it. I felt it needed a somewhat more optimistic note. And I wasn't too happy about putting Pinky to work at the factory either. That shellacking is a tricky business. Has to be well done.
In the library a few minutes later, the Henry Barber's granddaughter, Mrs. Raymond Borton, who is herself a very happy bride, is saying...
So Ray says, after all, Pinky needs more education. He had only 1/8 of 1/4 at Stanford, and, well, these days everybody needs special training.
Yes.
Ray tells me there are special courses for hotel people. Well, there's a hotel school at Cornell, for instance, and, well, our idea is this. Now, you wouldn't have to tell Pinky where it came from, but I could arrange a scholarship for him, quite a generous one, enough for a married man, and he and Greta wouldn't need to know I supplied the money. Oh, please don't object.
I haven't said a word.
Nor I.
Oh, good. Because Uncle Jack told me today there's cash to invest again. A big chunk of it from maturing municipal bonds. And Ray says I couldn't do anything better with the money than give a bunch of scholarships. And he's right, too.
Yes. Yeah, you couldn't find a more needy candidate either.
Well, that's the idea. Is Pinky home?
No, but we hope to hear from him before dinner time.
Well, don't let him make a decision until somebody has talked to him about going back to school. You know, I think I'd let Ray do it. Ray can be very persuasive.
Hello? Door was on the latch.
Come in, Claudia.
Hello. Oh, hello, my dear.
Oh, hi there. Is Pinky home?
No, he's a very popular young man tonight, but he's out.
Here, sit here, Claudia.
Oh, thanks. Nicky and I have been wondering how we could help. And Nicky suddenly remembered we have a rather substantial investment in a little hotel in Oakland. The Deaver Arms. It's an apartment hotel near Lake Merritt. So Nicky called the manager. He's British, too. They come together like beaten eggs, those British.
Oh.
And he'll be very glad to see Pinky.
Yes, yes. I like this family unity. This is what Clifford calls the cable stitch in a closely knit family. Yes, I'll get it. Yes? Oh, yes, Jack. Oh, is that so? He did. He isn't worrying about Pinky. Is that so? Even Mr. Martin.
What is it, Henry?
Quiet. Say that again. Your mother interrupted. Oh, that's very nice. Yes. All right. Goodbye.
What's that, Dad? It sounded pretty good, whatever it was.
Yeah. Mr. Martin telephoned from New York. He flew out of here in something of a temper, you know, when Pinky was married. Escaped the problem.
Oh, now, Henry.
But he has thought better of it. He, too, stands ready to be useful. If, by any chance, Pinky and Greta would want him as a boarder, he'd come back and move in and pay the running expenses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, things are looking up.
I hated to think of Cousin Consider going off alone. Henry, what are you doing?
I'm going to write Hazel and Daniel a whole new letter. It will have good news in every paragraph.
Oh.
Father Barber turns at once to the phone and calls Paul's private number at the airport.
Yes. Hope he's still there. Hello? Mabel Dickinson? This is Henry Barber. Has my son left the office yet? Oh, good, good. Put him on. Yeah, he's just washing up to come home. Paul? I'm sorry to bother you. I have an abundance of good news for Piggy. The family has rallied around, and the boy can take his choice when he... Eh? Oh, no, Paul.
What is it?
What happened? Dad?
Pinky was very discouraged when he left here. Paul did what he could to dissuade him, but Pinky was talking about re-enlisting in the Navy. He said it was the only place he's ever felt really secure.
The Navy? But what about Greta? He's married now.
Yeah, yes. We can all pray that it hasn't slipped his mind.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware, directed by Carlton E. Morris, and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Forson, and Mary Adams. In Chapter 11, Book 134, dating 1959. Right?